Well, Mark, is there something you'd like to announce today?
Yeah, so obviously you all know, you tweeted about it yesterday, Sam, but yeah, agreed to stay with the club for another 2 years. So yeah, it's been a bit of a while in the making, but I made my decision pretty early last week, and with Simo's 300th, thought it was an important week for him and his family, and I'll announce it this week.
Can you give us an insight into sort of what went on in your mind when you're making the decision?
I did a fair bit of thinking. I think being injured as well gave me a chance to sit back and probably watch as a Carlton supporter, watch those games, and some tough weeks in there, and some weeks where we matched it against some good sides. But yeah, I think it was just important to sit down and have a think about what was important in my life and my footy career, and ultimately I thought staying here and being captain is a really important role that I hold dear. And yeah, wanted to finish off as a Carlton player for the rest of my career.
Was the lure of potentially premiership success at another club a genuine consideration?
Oh, you got to think about that. That's the reason why you play football, is to ultimately try and play in a premiership. But the thinking behind it was, I'd spent 13 years here. Would it be a hollow feeling going somewhere else and doing that, or was I, keen to stick it out here and try and build something and be a part of something special here? And I think that we're certainly building a list that ultimately can get to that stage, and hopefully that's pretty soon, because obviously I don't have a lot of time left in the game. But whether I go out not being a premiership player, or like Chris Newman did at Richmond, how he finished and they go on and win one a couple of years later, I've got no doubt that he had an influence on the way in which their culture is, and that's something that I thought was more important.
Do you genuinely believe this club, there is light at the end of the tunnel, and that success may be only 2 years away?
I certainly think so. I think this year it's almost been a perfect storm, in the fact that we've just had a lot of injuries. I've had injuries to guys who are young players who I thought would come along pretty well this year, and haven't had that chance because they've been injured, and guys who had limited pre-seasons coming across from other football clubs as well that haven't quite had the impact they would have liked halfway through the year. And then I think, obviously me being injured, Sam Doherty, who was an All-Australian halfback of last year, you lose Bryce Gibbs, who goes to another football club, it puts a fair bit of pressure on a lot of the young guys. And the load for Cripper and for Simo and Ed Kerno to try and shoulder a lot of the workload as well, being senior players, it does get tough week to week. But I think that Marchbank's another one who you would have thought who's probably a best player in the first 2 weeks of the season, and he's missed a huge amount of football as well. So there's a lot of blokes that I think can make a real big impact pretty soon for us. And you look at the emergence of guys like Charlie Kerno and Cripper, who is certainly in the best 10 or 15 players in the comp, I think, at the moment. So it can build pretty quick, and I'm putting my faith in that.
You've captained this team through some pretty dark times. Would you consider handing the captaincy on to someone else while you were still playing? And could that potentially help you just to think about playing footy, or while you're at the club, do you want to remain captain?
Look, I haven't even really thought about that. I think at the moment I've made a big call on what I want to do, and that's obviously stay at the footy club. We go through a process every year, and I've been through that the last 5 years, where the players and the staff or the coaching staff pick their captain. So no doubt we'll go through that process again, but I've got no doubt we've got some really strong leadership underneath me that I think they're pretty eager to try and step up and be captain or vice captain as well. So I'm really confident in the leadership we've got underneath me as well.
Can you talk about how your leadership role perhaps has changed in the sort of couple of months you've had on the sidelines recently, and trying to look up to Paddy, who's just taken on the captaincy?
Well, I got injured a few years ago and missed a fair chunk of the season, so it gave me a chance to work on my leadership in other areas, and I've just been more of a support for Cripper to more importantly just play well week to week, and that's what he does. He's a contested ball beast. He leads from the front. Everyone sees that, and the boys follow that. So it's been good for me to try and work with him a bit closer, and Sammy Doherty as well, who's a terrific leader around the footy club. Unfortunately, he can't play this year, but he's certainly working on his leadership and, you know, coaching sort of style as well. So while you're out not playing, you can still work and try and support each other.
Right now, Mark, do you want to be captain going forward next year?
I haven't even thought about it, to be honest. I've been just focused on trying to get my body right, to make sure I could play footy, to sign with the footy club. I'm wrapped to lead this footy club, and for whenever that time comes where I'll hand it over and someone else, you know, grabs that with both hands, that'll be, you know, at the end of the season we'll work that out.
How many thoughts on if it is handed to, say, a younger player such as a Patrick Crisp, whether he's too young, or can that be a burden for a young player?
Oh, I don't think so. I think you know, Sam Doherty and Paddy Cripps are well accomplished, and they'll lead really well. They're old enough and played a lot of footy now, and played at such a high level already, so they're fine.
How many times, Mark, did you actually speak with?
No, I didn't speak to any.
Yeah. How is the body now, Mark? First game of all on the weekend, seemed to pick up where you left off.
Yeah, feeling 30, I played one game in probably 10 weeks, and in the first 15 minutes redid it, so missed a fair bit of footy, so I was a little bit scratchy early and warmed into it, and then probably blew up pretty late, but body felt really good and was happy with the impact that I was able to make on the side on the weekend. So more importantly, body has pulled up really well and got through fine.
Play a bit across halfback on the weekend, is that something you've been working on, and is that where you see your future going for?
I did a fair bit of work in the pre-season off the back flank, and enjoyed going down there and seeing the game from a different way. So we were planning on probably starting off the half-back flank and started off on the wing and then filtered back for the second half and enjoyed it back there. It was good.
How big a relief is it to get the contract done and be back out on the park, especially in light of what's happened in the last few weeks?
Yeah, I reckon a fair bit of weight's been lifted off my shoulders just from knowing that I can, first of all, play footy again. That's what I love doing. And then just from telling blokes I've played a lot of football with and calling Bolts, I think it was last Wednesday, and letting him know. I think seeing those guys, the way they reacted to that, made me feel really good about myself, and certainly, you know, getting texts from people as well that are important to me, and they're backing me in and saying that they feel it was the right choice as well, is reassuring. So, I'm really comfortable with the decision.
What was Brendan's reaction?
Sorry?
What was Brendan's reaction when you made that call?
I think he was pretty happy. Yeah. we've obviously got some really young talent, but it's really important that you have some good senior players around who can show them the way and try and bring them along quicker. So, I've got some really good young teammates that I think can grow really quick, and I'm putting a lot of faith in those guys, and hopefully they can carry me along the way. It'll be good.
Ongoing communication with Bolts through the process, or was it just in the last stage?
No, I was really open with the club the whole way through. So, they didn't put any pressure on me other than to say that they were really keen to have me stay at the football club and that I was certainly wanted, and the way they handled it was terrific as well.
You didn't feel that extra pressure, Mark? Sorry, just being captain, making this decision, having the captaincy on your shoulders, extra pressure to stay around?
Oh, I think, being a leader of a footy club, I think it's important that you set the right example, and everything that I say to the boys day to day here, I haven't wavered from that. I've been really strong in where I see this place going, and I think it's good for them to know that I'm right behind them as well. And I'll be 1-13, I think, at the moment. But you can look at that and think you're a mile off it, but it can turn pretty quick, and and get some guys in this football club and get some guys back from injury and start building that cohesive unit that when you've got a lot of new guys as well, guys learn to play at the level and learn to play with one another as well. So it can take a little bit of time, but I think we've got some really good characters, strong characters, and a lot of talent in this footy club that I reckon can make us jump pretty quick.
Were you surprised when a lot of people started talking about your own future and where you stay, where you go? Like, it was 2 months ago, 6 weeks ago, and people were discussing your future and stuff?
I'm not really surprised. I think the way in which free agency works now in player movement, I think it's a good thing for the game. And I think the speculation is something that will always be there while there's food for it. Like the fans are hungry for it. The media really enjoy it. And it's all part of it. So I don't read too many papers or listen to too much of the news, but I can understand there's obviously a fair bit going on with that. And obviously other guys who are out of contract and free agents. It makes for good chat, I suppose.
So as a player who's just gone through it, among the whole playing group, in the free agency period now, the transition of players becoming more used to that speculation on how to deal with it?
Yeah, I think within the locker room, I think everyone understands that you've got to do the right thing by yourself first and foremost. But, the guys I've played a lot of footy with, I had discussions with them and talked openly about what I was thinking and what I was going through and ultimately came up with the right call.
You go through the last few weeks where you had the first half against Freo, then the Charlie Kernow breakout game, and two games where, you know, with a little bit more experience could have gone your way, and Cade's 300. Just talk about what the last couple of weeks have been like.
Yeah, well, I think, playing against Sydney and Geelong and playing away and equipping ourselves pretty well, we lacked a bit of polish and probably... having a few more senior heads out there would have helped. And then the Fremantle game, I think when you've got a developing list, although you don't like to see that sort of performance, I think it hit the group pretty hard. And what it means to play for Carlton and when you wear that jumper, you can't play like that. So that was a bit of a defining moment for a few of our guys who haven't played a lot of footy here yet to understand that you can't dish that up. But... To get back to playing good footy the following week against Collingwood, and I think all our fans are pretty excited about, you know, Cripps and the emergence of Charlie Kernow taking hangers. It can turn pretty quick in football, week to week. You get a chance to rectify your performance and that's part of football and hopefully we don't see too many of those performances against Fremantle and more of the exciting times. Like I thought the weekend was a huge moment for the football club and obviously Simo's family to play 300 games is a huge effort and he's such a passionate person in football for this footy club. But certainly once I'd made the call and to be out there playing with him and to speak about him after the game and to cheer him off, I knew I'd made the right call to stay at Carlton.
Did Simo know that you on the day?
Yeah, I'd text a few of the boys I've played a fair bit of footy with on the Thursday, I think it was, and just said, this is Simo's week, so let him enjoy that. And that was really important that nothing would take away from that. And until Sam tweeted about yesterday, we're trying to hold it till Tuesday, but I think when you share in moments like that with someone who's played such great football for a footy club and been so loyal and passionate, certainly knew I was making the right call to stay.
Just one last one, Mark. I know everyone's talking about Cripps and Kurnow, but is there someone else other than that, one of the younger guys that you're really excited about? Because there's a fair few that sort of don't maybe quite get the recognition with those two dominating games the way they are?
There's too many to almost talk about, but I spoke about Marchbank earlier, Petrevsky, Seaton, Fisher, Dow, Williamson, Pickett. You know, you get some more senior guys around them, it helps them out. It's easier to play football when you you've got some more experience out there and can direct and organise. And I think it's an important 8 weeks for us to try and build that cohesion within the group and filter some guys back in that can certainly help us going forward.
Yes, sorry, last one. You say some more senior guys. Do you therefore have a preference or the selfish part of you who wants team success? Do you have thoughts about end of year training, line draft pick, getting that elite, more experienced talent straight away to the club?
I'll back our list management team in that. I think whatever they choose to do there, but I know it's a really strong culture here. We're obviously not winning games of football at the moment, but I think for anyone out there who's playing the AFL at the moment, it's a good place to come and play footy. You play in front of big crowds, and I only saw on the weekend we didn't have a huge crowd there, but they were bloody loud when we were tackling and chasing, and when you got guys jumping on blokes' heads, it's pretty exciting. And Cripper, who is a star, so there's certainly some upside in our footy side, and hopefully you can trade in a few blokes, well, it'll be nice.